from the Landing. That's the restaurant in our corporate headquarters. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. I am walking around our little restaurant that we have up here, and I'm asking people about their New Year's resolutions. Did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
Well, my husband and I are going to take a trip quarterly together. And then also we are going to eat one vegetarian meal a week and one fish meal a week. So we're trying to be healthy, in other words.
It's a tradition in the South to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. I don't know if you, did you have any?
My husband is from Durham, North Carolina, and we certainly did. And we also had collard greens. That's also a tradition.
It's symbolic of money.
That's right. So hopefully we'll have lots.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I did not make any. I was afraid I might break them too soon.
Your honesty is refreshing.
Thank you.
See, I've lost 96 pounds in 2 years. I have 25 more pounds to go, and it's going to get done in the next 6 months.
That's a New Year's resolution from 2 years ago.
No, the last 25 starts today.
Okay.
I made a resolution to make a resolution for next year.
Timely yet ineffective. I'm not asking people about their New Year's resolutions. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
To get a haircut.
And have you followed through with that one so far?
I have.
Well, that's a tough one to live up to. You know, oftentimes people get like a dozen a year. So your New Year's resolution is to lose some weight, but you're sitting here eating pizza.
Right. And I hope to also exercise.
Now, we got very large halls in this building, and I see people walking down the halls and touching each end of the wall and sometimes going up and down the stairs. Any plans for that?
I've thought about that. I like to, if the weather gets better, walk around Bachman Lake at lunch. So you get out of the building and have...
I have it on good authority that the weather will get better.
I do too. By the end of the week, it's Texas.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Have a big, huge savings account.
To save some money. See, that's... You're the first person I've talked to that said that. Most people say lose weight, but I figured that's number two on the list, but so far it hadn't been.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on that one.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Just to get to know Dallas better.
So you're new to the area?
Yeah, I've been here about a week and a half. I've been working at the company for a month.
Yeah, you're new at the company. Well, congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to lose 20 pounds.
All right. And how's that going so far for this year for you?
Pretty good.
Those potato chips, did they run those through the decalorator?
Yeah, they're not helping. It's going to be a battle.
Thanks. I'm sitting with a small group of employees from our technology department. Does anyone have any New Year's resolutions?
I'm going to watch more video on Swalife.
Swalife, for those of you that don't work at Southwest Airlines, is our intranet for employees. Now, almost every video on Swalife, or SWATV as we call it, is also available on Blog Southwest.
So, Steve, what are your resolutions for the new year?
Well, Roger, I'm glad you asked. And, you know, I don't think it sounded set up at all. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Steve, you're a successful podcaster. What could you possibly do to improve your life? And, well, you know, I've had some home improvement projects going on, and my house and garage are just total chaos. So I'm working on those, and in fact, I've made great strides a couple days that I was off recently. And, oh yeah, also to lose weight and save some money. Of course, I've been spending some money to help me get organized, but who's counting? Anyone else? Mark? Any resolutions?
A better backup data plan.
So you're going to buy a Mac?
Yeah. No, that's okay. Microsoft has System Restore.
which of course just what? Reformats the hard drive. Does anyone want to learn about the traditions of New Year's resolutions? Anyone? Close enough. Well, the tradition of New Year's resolutions goes all the way back to 153 BC. Yes, Janus, a mythical king of early Rome, was placed at the head of the calendar. With two faces, Janus could look back on past events and forward toward the future. Janus became the ancient symbol for resolutions, and many Romans looked for forgiveness from their enemies and also exchanged gifts before the beginning of each year. Now, New Year was not always on January 1st, and it doesn't, in fact, even today, it doesn't begin that on that day everywhere. I'm thinking of the Chinese and Jewish calendars for two. It begins on that date only for the cultures that use a 365-day solar calendar. January 1st became the beginning of the new year in 46 BC when Julius Caesar developed a calendar that would more accurately reflect the seasons than the previous calendars had. Now, the Romans named the first month of the year after Janus, the god of beginnings and the guardian of doors and entrances. Who knew? Yeah. He was always depicted with two faces, one on the front of his head and one on the back. Thus, he could look forward and backward at the same time. So at midnight on December 31st, the Romans imagined Janus looking back at the old year and forward to the new. The Romans began the tradition of exchanging gifts on New Year's Eve by giving one another branches from sacred trees for good fortune. Very handy if you have a sacred tree growing in your yard. Later, nuts or coins imprinted with the god Janus became more common as a New Year's Eve gift. Now, see, coin I understand because there's two sides to it, two faces, but a nut? I don't know. Peanut? I don't know. Now, in the Middle Ages, Christians changed New Year's Day to December 25th, the birth of Jesus. Then they changed to March 25th, a holiday called Annunciation. And it's my understanding you had to pronounce it correctly. In the 16th century, Pope Gregory XIII revised the Julian calendar, and the celebration of New Year's was returned to January 1st. Now, if you've ever heard Herb Kelleher speak about Pope Gregory and the Gregorian calendar, he always hates leap years. Now, this year, 2009, is not a leap year, but do you know why Herb hates leap year?
Why does Herb hate leap year?
Herb doesn't drink in the month of February. He's done this for years. Apparently, he's done it for decades. He doesn't drink during the month of February. Of course, in February is the leap day is added on that year in leap years. So it's one extra day that he has to go without his wild turkey, and he's been doing it long enough to know that those leap days add up. Did anybody eat black-eyed peas on New Year's?
Bought two cans and didn't open either one of them. So I guess I'm jinxed for the rest of the
year. Well, no, you have half luck. So you tried to eat it, and you didn't go through with it. Now, you looked at me like I was crazy. You don't eat black-eyed peas? You haven't even heard of this?
No, I don't know about that.
You come from a foreign land.
That's right, from a land far away.
Black-eyed peas, the practice of eating black-eyed peas for luck was really, it's a southeastern thing in the southwest, I guess. They're to be eaten either New Year's Eve or on New Year's Day. But according to traditional southern folklore, the first food to be eaten on New Year's Day for luck and prosperity throughout the year, black-eyed peas. The practice began eating black-eyed peas for luck is generally believed to date back to the Civil War. At first planted as a food for livestock and later a food staple for slaves in the South, the fields of black-eyed peas were ignored as Sherman's troop destroyed or stole other crops, thereby giving the humble but nourishing black-eyed pea an important role as a major food source for surviving Confederates. The things you learn when you listen to Red Belly Radio, you know? I like this one. For your best chance of luck in the year ahead, one must eat at least 365 black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. I think it should be exactly 365. Since y'all are sitting here and being terribly entertained by this, I got a letter from an email from a listener, and I was going to respond to it if you'd like. Rachel is a Southwest employee, and she works at Washington Dulles, and she heard our Thanksgiving show and was just curious. She wanted to follow up and see how my attempt with sweet potato tamale dough was for my turkey ballantine and what sauce I decided to serve with it. Well, as it worked out, I did not make sweet potato tamales. I went with a roasted corn and serrano pepper tamale at the last minute. And the sauce I went with was a cranberry mojo that was from Stephen Pyle's recipe. It had half an habanero in it. And apparently I got the mildest habanero on the planet because it had absolutely no heat whatsoever. So it was basically just a little cranberry and orange relish. So thank you so much for sending that in. If you'd like to send any other correspondence to me, you can at redbellyradio@wnco.com. If you'd like to call the listener comment line, you can do that, 214-792-4300. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
There you go.